Hey, this is Jamie with Stonemaier Games, and today's video will be a little different because I realized that I haven't really formally checked in with you, dear viewer, in a long time to ask officially for feedback and to see how this channel is going for you, because I make this channel for you. I originally started this with a video, I think it was like 6 years ago now at this point, where I realized that I wanted to talk about game design. I wanted to talk about the games I was playing, but I didn't want to review them. Because, I don't know, I work in this industry. My job is to run Stonemaier Games. I am the lead designer. I am our project manager. I am the co-owner. I wear a lot of hats here. But my main job is at Stonemaier Games. And a big part of that is, at least what's important to me, is to remain on good terms with my peers in the industry. My fellow creators, my fellow designers, my fellow publishers. And I didn't want to... I guess part of it is that I admire how much work they put into their games, how much time and effort and resources, and I admire that. And I also just don't feel good criticizing the hard work that they've created. I don't think that's good for our relationships, basically. And so I decided years ago to start this channel and just talk about my favorite mechanisms in game design, which is really my favorite thing to focus on when I play a game. Even if I realize that I'm not loving the game, I like to learn. I like to learn something from the game. I like to learn from the frustrations, but I really like to focus on and talk about and think about the things I loved about that game so that I can learn about them as a designer. And I figured this channel could be a way for me to talk about that and, in doing so, hopefully offer some interesting feedback to my fellow game designers so that you can learn some things that I like about games and some things that I think are pretty good in games. I don't think it's in a vacuum that my favorite things are good game design elements in many of these games that I discuss. So that is the service that I try to provide. This is something that I do for me, but I put it on YouTube for you. I could just talk to myself in front of a camera for a few minutes every day if I wanted to. And as part of that, I think I found that some of the people that watch this channel are not game designers. You may not be a game designer. You may just love games. You might just like hearing me talk. I doubt that, but you probably are here because you love games in some form. And maybe you use my videos to learn about games and learn about games that you may or may not like. And I'd actually love to, I'll get to the feedback part later in the video, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. I'd love to hear why you watch this channel, because that can help me figure out how to cater my content to you in the future. Again, I do want to stress that this is I do consider this part of my job. This is my work time that I'm using to do this. While this is a very small part of my job, I'd like to keep it a very small part of my job. I don't make any money off this channel, not directly at least. There are no ads. You might see an ad pop up, I think, if you're using your phone to watch this video, but that's something that YouTube does automatically. I have not activated ads on this channel. The closest I get to asking for payment for this is the Stonemaier Champion program, which is if you enjoy this channel or if you enjoy the blog content I write, and or if you just want a discount on buying stuff from Stonemaier Games, you can sign up to be a Stonemaier Champion. That's the closest I get to really asking for anything in return for you, because I'm not doing this to get paid. My job is to run Stonemaier Games. I have a salary from Stonemaier Games. But I want to emphasize that I like the amount of time I spend on these videos because it's not a lot of time. Even though it does end up being a fair amount of time. Like when I do one of these 5-minute My Favorite Mechanism videos, it takes probably about double that amount of time, because I have to make the image for it, I have to film the video, I have to upload it, and before all that I have to think through my thoughts about the game. And I also have to play the game, but that I don't count in terms of the total time spent for the video, because I'm not a reviewer. I'm playing the game because I want to play the game. The top 10 lists take a lot more time. So the Sunday videos that I do take quite a bit more time. The filming is longer. The preparation is longer. I usually start the preparation by asking Stonemaier ambassadors what their favorite games are. I go through that list to look through what they've said. I figure out what games go on my list. I rank them. I create the video. So it's usually probably an hour and a half to make those videos. And also it's more time for Joe, too. Joe is the one who, over the last year and a half now, has edited those videos in such a way that they look a little more polished than my normal weekly My Favorite Mechanism videos. He's the one that adds nice images on the screen and things like that. So those take a lot more time. Then I have the Facebook Live videos that I post on here, and those just take the time that I spend on Facebook Live. So that's not any additional time. It's an hour basically, and a little upload time. But again, I'm framing this whole conversation with this point because as much as I love this and I want to continue to do this, this is not my job. Making these videos is not the core construct of my job, and I'm not looking to add more time to it. So as you think about the feedback that you want to give, while it's okay for you to say anything, please know that I don't really have much intention to add more time to this or add more resources to this. I kind of think we're in a pretty good sweet spot right now as to where it is. However, there are maybe some small exceptions to that, and small things can be done to improve a channel without adding a lot of extra time or extra resources. Just think about that when you start thinking about feedback for this video. Yes, so that's why I do this. That's my real job. That's we have no ads, or the channel has no ads. Let's jump into a few kind of logistical things. So sound. My sound comes from a microphone. This is what a Yeti. It's a blue Yeti microphone. It's a pretty good microphone. It is plugged directly into my desktop, and my camera here is a pretty high quality webcam that I use. It's not like you may see like real content creators use a separate camera, and then they upload that whatever they filmed to their computer and they edit it and all that stuff. I'm just filming on a camera here using very rudimentary camera filming software to record it, and then I pop it up on YouTube. That's pretty much it. So that's the sound, that's the camera. The lighting is the lighting in my office here at Stumeyer Games. So you can see I typically try to close the drapes back there because the light in the background does not work well. I probably could have closed them even better today. I know that's a little distracting. I have blackout shades over here on my right. You can't see that, but I have blackout shades over here. And the backdrop behind me, I have to admit, is not particularly interesting. I do have a game shelf over there, but the angle doesn't work as well over here. So I guess one of the things I have considered loosely is getting one of those green screen backdrops. But if I did that, then I'd have to put it up every time I want to film a video and take it down, and always send the video to Joe to add a background image throughout the filming of it. So while I considered that, it's probably not something that I want to do. And so I guess I want to put that out there. Does the lack of an appealing backdrop ruin these videos for you? Or are you able to look past that and hopefully enjoy the content that I'm providing despite the fairly unprofessional or very unprofessional backdrop, which is just my office and with not so great lighting? The one thing that I wish I could control better is the lighting. I have a ring light here. So look, I'll turn the ring light up all the way, and it just kind of makes things really bright. I don't know if that's any better. So that's the ring light all the way up. Here's what it looks like off. We'll see that adjustment. Here's what it looks like at the lowest level. This is the level that I can actually look at for extended periods of time. And I'll just turn it off right now so you can see the difference. Let me know if you prefer one of those levels over the other. So those are kind of the technical aspects of this. And I mentioned before, I don't edit these. I film this, and I will just, well, actually this video I will send to Joe. And Joe, actually I don't know what Joe will really do with this video. Maybe he might add just a few little touches here and there to section this off. And actually, that's actually another part of what I have to do. I send Joe an email telling him what the sections in the video should be, like the names of the games. In this case, it'll be different topics. And he'll add little banners at the bottom naming those games, naming this topic. So that is an extra step too. These little steps add up quite a bit, but hopefully they add a little bit more utility to you. Especially when, if you're like skimming through a video, you want to hear me talk about a certain game. That way you can go to that game and find it. And actually, that's the last step. After I upload a video, I go through and find the timestamps for, right now I do like the introduction. I do honorable mentions when I'm doing one of these top 10 lists. I do honorable mentions, and then I do picks 10 through 6, and then the top 5. And I section off the video in that way so that you can look at the progress bar of the video itself and go to the part that you want to watch or listen to. That's a really, really helpful feature that YouTube added. And it's not automatic, but we have to manually do that. But it is pretty easy to do once the video is uploaded, because I can just quickly listen to it. And using Joe's editing makes it a lot easier, because I can just scroll through. I don't even have to listen to it. I can scroll through and look at what the image is on the screen, and I can pair that with the timestamps that I use in the description. So yeah, again, I'm adding these little tasks, but I think they pay off. I think they're useful. I've already gone over the content that I cover, but I'll reiterate, I do 2 videos each week on my favorite mechanisms in different games that I've played. And I would say 99% of those games are games that I've either bought, I've played online, or that a friend or coworker owns and has played. And sometimes I play the games. I would say there are times where I play the games just for this channel. I know that it's probably not a game that I want to play a bunch of times, but I will play for this channel to experience it, to talk about it. Sometimes it's a game that I'm mildly interested in. If I bought it, then it's a game that I'm definitely interested in. I'm hoping that I like, and I talk about it on this channel. But I want to make that clear that it is exceptionally rare that I receive anything for free to talk about on here. I'm not a reviewer, so I don't request review copies. I don't want free games. I know that sounds odd, but it creates an odd expectation, I think, between me and a publisher or designer when that happens, that I have to play that game and I have to film a video about it. And I don't really want that obligation. I want to play whatever I want at any given time and talk about whatever I want to talk about. So that is a strong personal preference on my part. I think that's one thing that isn't often talked about in the content creation space, that if you are accepting review copies or free games at all from anyone, then there is, I mean, you've entered essentially an unwritten contract there to say, I will talk about your game in some way. And I don't want to enter that contract. I want to talk about whatever I want to talk about. And so, but however, I'm mentioning this because on very rare occasions, a publisher reaches out I can tell that it just means a lot to them to send me something, which I don't know how that sounds to you, but I don't know. Sometimes I can just tell that someone has it, I don't know. They look up to me as a designer, or they've really followed my Kickstarter lessons or things like that. And I can just tell it's really important to them to send me this thing that they've worked so hard on. And so in a few rare occasions, I have, ex and I make it very clear. I'm like, look, I can tell this means a lot to you. I would love to accept the game that you've worked so hard on. I can't guarantee that I'll play it. I can't guarantee that I'll talk about it. But if that means something to you, I'm still happy to receive it. That happens on rare occasions. And I think the one thing I need to do, because I don't, this isn't a review channel. Despite that, ethically, and I think by the FTC guidelines, the current guidelines, I think I need to do a better job of noting that in the description and noting that on the video itself. It is so rare that I could probably remember which games I need to do that with and go back and add them to the description. I'll do that. I'll look at my shelf and do that. And I've received, I don't know, one game for free on my entire shelf right now. But I need to do better at that, and I'm sorry for if there's been any lapse in that. It's certainly not intentional, and I think that really the only game I can see on the shelf that applies to that is a game called Our Travels, and Our Travels wasn't even actually sent to me. It was sent to Joe from the publisher, who wanted to send it to me, but they were like, Joe, we'll just send you this game, and maybe if Jimmy wants to play it, he can. But that's the only one I can think of right now. There is absolutely no, I don't think there's even any communication between me and the designers, publishers of Our Travels. But I need to be clear about that whenever I talk about one of those games. Let's talk about the style and the length of these videos. So, these are different types of videos. The My Favorite Mechanism videos, I try to keep to a maximum of really 5 minutes. And every now and then I have a lot to say about a game. I definitely go over that. And sometimes I just have something really short and simple to say about it, and that lasts much shorter. And then it's, 3 to 4 minutes instead of five. But 4 to 5 minutes is really my target. And I want to see if that works for you. I know that again, I'm not a reviewer, but there are reviewers that are able to condense a ton of information in like a 3 minute video. And that amazes me that they can do that, especially since I'm just focusing on one mechanism. The one thing that I'd like to do, I think, a little better in those videos is oftentimes I just talk about what my favorite mechanism is, and I forget to try to apply that to game design. And maybe I don't, I'm not a teacher. I'm not trying to teach you anything. I'm learning as I go, just like any other game designer. But I think I'd like to do a little better job of saying, okay, this is my favorite mechanism. This is why I really like it. This is how I think, this is how I might be excited to apply it to a game someday or something like that. Just so it can be a little more useful than me just saying a thing that I like. So I'd like to do that a little bit better. Then there's the length of the Sunday videos, like this one that I'm filming right now. And These vary in length quite a bit. I think on the shorter end, 12 to 15 minutes. On the longer end, I've gone up to 25, 30 minutes. And I kind of like that flexibility. And I hope you're okay with that. I really appreciate that flexibility because sometimes I talk longer about something, sometimes I talk shorter. Obviously, I am not editing this. I am just setting up a camera and talking for a while and hoping that all my technical stuff doesn't bug out. But yeah, that's the kind of the length that I use for those videos. The style in those longer form videos they're generally top 10 lists just because they're easy to organize. I like the list format. It seems useful for me. I'm not in this to get like more views or anything like that, so I don't care at all about like the marketability of these videos. I don't care at all. But the structure is helpful. The structure of a list is helpful for me to compose my thoughts about things. And also, I like videos that have lists. I find them useful to watch. So the structure of those videos is usually, I mention a topic, I mention a mechanism, and then I mention some honorable mentions. Oftentimes, a mix of games that I have or haven't played. Like that, they might come from ambassadors because I always poll Stonemaier ambassadors to ask them their favorite game in a certain category. So that's been actually really, really helpful over the last year to get their input. So you can see a broad range of opinions from games that I haven't even played. Then I mention my honorable mentions, and then I jump into the top 10 list. Is that format useful for you? Do you like that format? I've considered even like, do you like the number 10? Because I have considered decreasing that to three or five, because even 10 can be kind of a lot. And if I did it with three or five games, I might be able to go a little bit deeper into those games on the videos. So that's something I've been thinking about, like experimenting with shorter list videos that go a little deeper into the games that I discuss. And there's even a few videos that I've done that are just kind of about a topic. It's somewhat rare, but just about a topic or a deep dive into a specific game. Like I did one recently on Gloomhaven Jaws of the Lion. That was a unique experience. I haven't done that very often, but I did actually. I mean, one of the reasons that I'm creating this kind of state of the channel video today is that a lot of you said you liked that. You liked how deep I went into that one game. I think the one thing, and this, I'll just talk out loud and share this. The one thing that feels a little weird to me about doing that is that, I'm using my work time to do this. And so it feels okay for me to spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes of my work time to talk about a specific game. 5 minutes to talk about it, 10 minutes for the other work. But about a game that isn't published by Stonemaier Games. But to spend like 30 minutes on it and all the prep time that goes into it. I spent a lot of time on that Gloomhaven video. I don't know if it's the best service for Stonemaier Games. And I need to think about that when I choose how I use my time. Part of this is serving you, but part of it is also serving my company and my coworkers and my shareholders. And I don't know if a long form video about another publisher's game does that. Now, I say that knowing that one of the things I love about this channel and this community and this industry and this hobby is that I like to share the love. I like to share, I mean, my whole construct of the channel is talking about my favorite mechanisms about other games. 99% of the games I talk about are games that I have not designed or been involved with in any way. And so I love that, but I feel like there might be a line somewhere in there. And right now I've drawn that line at a 5 minute video that I'm okay with, whereas the Gloomhaven was an exception to a rule. And that's where a middle ground might be a shorter list where I go a little deeper into a few games, a top three or top five list, and using some of those as my Sunday videos. Just want to throw that out there. I'd love to hear your feedback about that construct, or if you prefer the top 10 list. And another part of that is also me being aware of my own time. I think I can be a little more efficient with these videos if I do a top three or top five instead of always just doing a top 10, because I have to cull through a lot of I have to think through a lot of games to get to that top 10 list and then rank it. Although maybe I'd have to do the same thing for a top five or top three. Probably would. What else here? So I guess we're at the well, I'll do the future first. So the future of this channel is that I'd like to continue to do this channel pretty much the way that things are happening right now, but maybe some small tweaks. Maybe the top three, the top five list idea. I feel like I mentioned something earlier that I've already forgotten about that I'd like to do more often. But I'd like to continue to do that for a long time. And right now I'm even fairly. So if you send me some great feedback today that I really consider, I will. I you won't probably see it implemented for maybe a month or two because I am so far ahead on filming right now. I think I have filmed, I'm filming this actually in July. You are watching this in late August, and I currently have filmed my Favorite Mechanism videos through the beginning of October. So I'm fairly far ahead, and that is useful for me because it means if I have a week where things are just crazy at work, then I don't have to film anything. And that's really helpful for me to do that. And I also like to talk about games while they're fresh on my mind. So that's part of the future. Like the part of the future is already determined through October. As for the rest of the future, it's mostly just me wanting to continue to do this while still being very aware of my time and my commitments to Still Meier Games, but also being a service to you. So that's the general construct. I don't have any specific plans, any big changes or anything like that. But that's where we get to feedback here. And feedback is what I'm looking for specifically in this video. I want to open the channel to receiving your feedback. And I say this very specifically because every now and then, like maybe once a week, there is a comment on one of my videos that is critical. And sometimes it's very helpful. Sometimes it's said with love. Sometimes it's said constructively. And sometimes it's said, I don't know, through the scope of someone who shows up on my channel once and they're like, I need to criticize what he's doing here. And it, you know, those comments that are said constructively with love are really helpful, or they can be really helpful. The others are not. They're not really what I'm looking for. Like when I post questions in all my videos, I ask you like what your favorite games are, and when I ask those questions, the answers I'm looking for are your favorite games in those categories. I am not looking for a critique about my lighting. However, I am today. This is the space for that. This is the video for you to critique the stuff that I'm doing, hopefully with love, hopefully constructively, but this is the space to do it. I am asking for your feedback right now. So this video is the place where it is not, what is the term? Unrequested feedback. This is requested feedback. So I'd love to hear three things, kind of, and I've talked about a few different topics here that you might already chime in on, but I'm looking for what can I do better for you? And actually, the other question that I posed, the two questions that I already posed are, why do you watch this? Like, are you watching this as someone who loves games and you want to discover games? Are you watching this as a game designer? Who are you and why are you watching this? Two, I asked, what do you think about me doing deeper top threes or top fives instead of always just doing top tens? And then right now I'm asking, what can I do better? So what's something that I'm already doing, but I can do better? What's something that you want me to do differently? So something that you want me to do either new or something that I'm doing now and you want me to stop doing A, you want me to start doing B, and why? I'd love to hear the why behind this so I can get to the root of it. The why is super, super helpful in playtesting or any sort of constructive feedback. And also, I'm not fishy for compliments, but if there's something I'm doing that you already enjoy, let me know what that thing is so I can definitely continue to enjoy it. And I think this is oftentimes the forgotten thing about giving feedback because, you know, when we give feedback, usually there's typically with anything that we're giving feedback on, there's a lot of stuff that we like, but we don't usually say that, even though that's really, really helpful because I want to keep doing the things that you already like. So let me know the things that I'm doing that you already like so I can keep doing them. And let me know the things that I can do better or differently or things that you want me to add or try out or experiment with. I'm definitely okay with experimentation. I'm not going to commit to doing anything, any whole new brand new thing for years to come, but I am happy to try something new, happy to experiment. And most importantly, I wanted to end with gratitude. I'm so thankful that you're watching this, that you hope maybe subscribe to this channel, maybe you're showing up for the first time to watch this. I really it means so much to me that I get this opportunity to not just talk to a camera, but talk to you about what you like about games, what your favorite mechanisms are, the things that you love about games. I love how positive this channel is. That's really my intent here, to talk positively about the things I love about games and the things that you love about games, and to go deep into games that I'm thinking about a lot, or go deep into mechanisms. I love that. It is incredibly beneficial to me as a designer. I hope it is beneficial to you as a gamer or a game designer or a publisher, whoever you are. And yeah, just thank you. I really appreciate you showing up. And I say that partially because while I'm not looking for views, I don't make these channels to get views or anything like that. if I had zero views, I would stop doing this. And so just the fact that you join in, that you watch, that every now and then maybe you chime in and you comment or you press that thumb button, it's not something I ever asked for, but every now and then I look at it and I'm like, oh, people seem to really enjoy this video. I need to do something more like this. Or I just, thank you. I feel good because people seem to respond well to something that I talked about for a while. That feels really good to me, just as a human being. So thank you for doing that. It really does mean a lot to me. And I hope to learn from you. I now leave this to you. The floor is yours. I look forward to hearing your thoughts in the comments below. And I should mention, I read every comment. I always read every comment. I typically, because of the constraints of my time, I typically reply to questions. So if every now and then, I will reply to some comments that are just comments. But if you ever really want me to reply to something, post a question. That's when you'll get me to chime in. So that's what I'll say here too. If you have some constructive criticism, I promise you, I will read every comment. If you see other elements of criticism in the comments below, I think Alex at Board Game Co. said this really well. An isolated comment or isolated feedback probably won't be something I act on unless it's really, really clever. But an isolated comment that a lot of other people chime in on or thumb and or like and show me that they like it too, that is an indication to me that a lot of people think this. It's not just you, that there's a lot of people that support this. So I will be reading the comments. I'll be looking to see the comments below, which ones are supported by other comments or likes, thumbs, things like that. And even thumbs down, I don't usually like the thumbs down, but if there's something that you really disagree with, this is a safe space to thumb down it. Just don't be aggressive or rude if you also feel the need to comment on something that you disagree with. Again, if you have any questions in the comments below, or if you want me to respond, post a question, and then I will respond to that question. All right. Those are my thoughts. Thank you so much for joining me for the last 6 years or however long that you've been here. And I look forward to hearing your comments and thoughts and constructive criticism in the comments below. Thanks.